This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, June 11th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Agriculture industry representatives shared the positive impact of the USMCA trade agreement with members of the House Ag Committee yesterday. Minnesota soybean grower Jamie Beyer says Canada and Mexico are important markets for soybean farmers.
It's 13% of our exports. You know, China always gets the headlines. That's a $9 billion export market. Mexico is number two. It's $4 billion for us. Our key point yesterday in testimony was these are markets we've been able to grow. So over the life of USMCA, we've been able to grow agricultural exports to these two countries by 47% compared to 18% in the rest of the world.
Beyer says both these markets are important for she and other growers in her state.
In Minnesota, you know, just due to our location, we end up exporting $5.6 billion of products to Canada. 17% of those are ag products. And then we take on $328 million in fertilizer. You know, our purpose yesterday was simply to say this has worked well for the soybean industry.
Beyer says USMCA establishes guidelines for the use of technology in farming.
One of those is a recognition of the ag tech and the biotech and the genetically engineered crops. It provides some ways to share proprietary information between the countries. It recognizes a pathway to bring new products to market instead of using political arenas to block those sorts of things. And it also provides for dispute resolutions. And so in that case, we feel it was successfully utilized, that there was a framework there that kept that issue largely out of the political arena and was resolved by scientific information, written expert testimony. And there are consequences built into USMCA. So if a compliance plan gets put into place, there could be trade retaliation if that country doesn't comply.
Dave Puglia with Western Growers says the USMCA trade agreement is important for specialty crop farmers.
But it doesn't mean that it should be renewed without any change. We now have experience under our belt with USMCA. We think there are some improvements that should be made to the agreement in the negotiations that would help level the playing field a bit, especially with respect to our Mexican partners. And those go to things like labor compliance and food safety. Particularly, there's some other issues we've called out as well. But there are definitely some things that the U.S. Trade Representative can negotiate into the agreement that would help the cost of production imbalance that we have, especially with California producers, West Coast producers, and their counterparts in Mexico.
Puglia joins Lydia Johnson for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers program. He says he's encouraged with Ag Chairman G.T. Thompson's upcoming labor bill. Puglia doesn't think the legislation will resolve all of their labor issues, but will certainly help the plight of Western growers.
It goes quite a long way, particularly in correcting the worst elements of the H-2A program. In Western agriculture, we've had to use H-2A as kind of a life raft because our domestic workforce population is on the decline. They're aging out. The average age of farm workers in California, for example, I think is now 47 years old. Not that long ago, I remember it was in the high 30s. We have a declining available domestic workforce for especially labor-intensive specialty crops. So we've had to turn to the H-2A program with all of its difficulties, bureaucracy, expense. The Trump administration has made some very positive changes to the program, especially with respect to the adverse effect wage rate, which has probably saved innumerable farmers from going out of business who've become reliant on H-2A. Those are all, of course, administrative actions, and we would like to see those codified into law. That's a big part of what Chairman Thompson's legislation, I think, would do when it's formally introduced.
AgriPulse Newsmakers will be available tomorrow at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nellie.